You look dumb.
Because out of my family, it wouldn't happen. Out of the trashiest people known to man, Associated Bear County, you're trying to protect and kill those who eat assholes and vaginas comfortably. Protect sex offender. Disgusting, and those who threaten children. And I didn't do time that way. I'm from Lubbock. With a nurse, there was Lubbock County Detention, a white girl painting, a smart biracial girl, black girl, basketball, black girls, volleyball, a white girl, basketball, track. I read books. I journal. I wrote my daughter every week for 4 years. I studied all the time anyways, even though they try to wish things on me because I didn't need their help in studying. Because it's not a proper place. And I don't need your help. And then at the end, oh, you think you're special. And they still try to kill me because of Bear County and all the trashiest people of those I've never met before and the fucking obsessed people they are to try to force human traffic. They could not force my associations. There's no bed under a cross. You're not special and your name means nothing. Because you have sex with officers and every dyke in the world, and you have no influence in conversation to me or my daughter or my family. You have none, and it doesn't make you special. Go act special to some Michael Salgado. Go act special. My uncle's family is all military. I'm military. Nothing would convince me to be something. What makes you think something would convince me? And you wish there was a crime in that. You wish you had an emotion in that. You don't have an emotion in that. You don't have an emotion. You don't have an emotion. You don't have an emotion. I don't believe in their crack whore junkie coochie juices. Brush my teeth with vagina juices, God. Hepatitis C heroin addict. I have no shame and I'll fuck everybody in my Mexican gamer heroin addict. Crack pipe disease junkie family. And sell my daughter's vagina with hepatitis. Yeah, I don't talk to the... And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's not really your choice. People don't make choices. Because whenever you were left to make choices, premeditated, they were made, and everything's been reported. And you don't control anything. And you never could in any family. You know, get put in a condition to make it look like it's needed. All the way to denying psychology to want to kill someone and force human trafficking. You can't deny my military anything. You don't have nothing to step up and say and be and do. Sex trafficking trash. You're a dumb motherfucker. Never think you're going to take advantage of me. Acting like there's something to protect. They're not. They do this to so many. You like taking advantage of soldier, innocent veteran. You're not special. You were never meant to know me. You couldn't feel set up either. And there's no Michael Salgado to save you. A lifetime of veterans can be checked on how you sex groom. Nasty ass people look like an ugly dog before you gotta acting like you're something. Nobody cares. You wouldn't know my daughter. If you'd done it to single soldiers without kids, wrong daughter. She's a Navy family. Can't brainwash families. Because, you know, when I study, all the truth gets remembered and told, and I get to think back on memories and all these things. You don't get to do anything. You don't know anything. I've searched in places. It didn't matter. People think they're smart. Not so smart. You're not so smart. You're not so smart. You can't take advantage of me. Long gone, dead and forgotten. You don't gossip either. You don't talk about sex, abortions, relationships. Because your fucking relationship's a joke. You don't give advice. You're not something special. You know, many people aren't in my whole life. You didn't know me. You think you know people, you know everything. You don't fucking know me. Or my family. And you aren't special at all. at all. When you want your coochie juices, God, this thing wrong. I reported fucking everything. They never convinced me to play along with what you are. But you really couldn't. Those are the wrong. It's not your choice. Are you so fucking stupid? Are you fucking dumb? And you don't have to speak on everybody's American families all over the world. My family's in the military. You don't control them either. You don't control a fucking soul from the goddamn military. You don't control anything. You don't try to program a problem. You were some of the most deviated people in the world. So if you were something special, it would have been done a long time ago. See, I've been gone a long time. And I'm back now. And there's no gossiping coochie juices, God, from crack whore junkies of Bear County I never met before. And crack faggots that will never be known. And you're not special. You go to jail the rest of your life. You're never going to be seen as special. You're ugly, bitch. You look stupid when you try to feign an innocent person. You don't have one with me. You never will. You never fucking will. And never try to pay attention to, people don't know me. They don't know me. I have protection with police reports and everything. People don't make choices, bitch. You're so fucking ugly. You're fucking ugly. I'm not gay. There would nothing be about you. I've lived a different life. There's nothing about you at all. Fucking junky ass people who have no life their whole life. Great people their whole life get life in prison. I don't give a fuck to ever see you again, low life. Get charged. They're not special people. I was at work just fine. I'm a normal person. They wish they were some fucking gang member, drug dealer, prostitute, human trafficker. That I would even give a fuck what the fuck you are, your associate. You don't get a retaliate. Convicted felons do life in prison. No matter what they look like, how small they are, how diseased their pussy, or how many tattoos they got or don't got, they deserve life in prison. Nobody cares. Get life, bitch. Get life, bitch, and you want to talk about sex, motherfucker. Fucking nasty, dirty bitch of multiple psychiatrists. These people would never be of a day in their fucking life. Again, you have nothing to protect. The way you talk about so many people, you don't get to know me. You don't get to know me. You're so fucking nasty. You're nasty. You don't have the government to blame in this country. You don't got shit to tell me. I know everything. You know, I'm a people who know more than me. You know, I'm not so stupid. And neither are they. You know, I'm not. What do you think? I'm honorably discharged from the United States of America prosecutors. They know more too. And jazz defense, they know more too. You know, it's funny how they know the whole world and everything in it. Like, the world is round, and there's things in it, and they know things. So you can take advantage of me. You can take advantage of me. Trying to say homicide taken off the table. You can take advantage of me lying for crack whores about me, and I'm a person of psychologists differently. You couldn't keep trying to take advantage, and take advantage is well documented in VA computers. VA computer. You can't take advantage at all. And you're not cool people. You have nothing to explain. Like, you're not smarter, or not anything. You're not smarter, not better. It's funny how you weren't smarter and better before. How you smarter and better again. I feel like you want to take advantage differently. You can't. For sex, groom sex. You can't do anything. I don't segregate my daughter's black and white. You have no opinions. There was nothing wrong in Lubbock talking to my daughter every day on the phone. Talking every day. And then it changed when I got to prison. You don't have anything to say to my kind of people. I'm a mother who's at home and at work. Bear County wishes from gossip from their criminals they could try to force drugs or drug addiction or any corrections with some God. You know, people are better than you. No matter what. People are better. You don't have sex to talk about. That's funny. That's funny. That's so funny to me. How easily, you know, they want to fuck people. They just want to fuck everything or anything. But you're not even of anything to speak. You're street rats. Street rats and homeless rats. They'll suck and fuck anything for a crack pipe or a needle. These people don't even talk in society. You're not even anywhere in books that matter. Only certain people matter, and I know these things. You do not matter. You would never matter. You would never fucking matter. You don't get it. I wrote Colorado because I can. I don't have to relate to any of this shit. Then, or I'm out. And none of them have anything to relate. Relate to your own family. But get life. Get life. Because I'm an innocent person. So I'm not a criminal. Like, they're in prison for life. And all the ones you think you're here, you don't instill fear in society. Now they're in a society of everybody who relates to them where they need to get life. Everything they do, they need to get life in. They need to get life. And they do it every day in bear. And I have it all documented. Even females get life. And they're not really female, whatever the fuck you are. And nobody's gay. So they're just, you get life. Get life. You control nobody, especially when it's military, get life. Especially when it's the military. However the fuck they got through past Texas Guard, you don't get to, from Texas Guard to Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Security Forces, Coast Guard. Oh, you're so strong. You're so strong. But you're living off some coochie juices, guy, from TDCJ. Like, you're so strong. And if the commander's from Bear County, ooh, they're even stronger. And the stench is so real. They smell like pussy. And if some think they're famous off of it, that's funny. When you deserve life, too. How many soldiers? You try to kill. How many soldiers? You can't even reflect on what a soldier is. You know, there are other soldiers in the military, 20 years. You know, real men that don't have to rape women, groom them for sex, their children, do anything. Anything. So if, when you're not a real man, you don't speak. And because you got a whore that helps you. Nobody cares how obsessed they are with the military. I already know they look so stupid. They suck and fuck everything. No matter what they look like. Every version of them. Anybody can have a turn. So everybody already knows what you are. And you can't claim that of me. You try to claim that of me with a child. Claim that of me. Claim that of me. Claim that of me. Claim that of me, you don't know me. That's funny what you are. Like, people are so married and happy and beautiful and smart. You look like a dog. You're ugly. Claim that of me. Claim that of me. Claim that of someone like me. Not of you, yous. Because the things of yous are different. Claim that of me. Claim that of me. Claim to be so highly intelligent, like people retired at 80 or 70 or they're high rank officials. Claim that of me. Claim that of me. Claim that of me. Or people with children. Claim that of me. Claim some perfection. Claim something somewhere. You look so fucking stupid. You don't really know the background on anything. You just think you're perfect. Some people don't need to come from Mexico or they need to get deported. It doesn't matter what you look like with or without tattoos. If you look like a dog or not.
You should hang up flags for dog prostitution. All of you that support it so much. And all the deviated things you do.
You're selective special people. So people know who you are. Hang a flag for dog prostitution. Of children of all races, because that's what they do. And they scream no in different ways. Isn't that right? Claim, you know, hang that flag for you. And I'm a different person. You're not a part of my podcast. Nobody has obsession. When the truth comes out, that's funny. Nobody of my kind looks at a dog. Are you funny? You couldn't say those things. Be deported. I know what things are said in the background. I know a lot of things. I know a lot of things. I know that you can go to prison. You could never try to take advantage of me. Never. You don't get thought of. You don't get thought of. I just have to show one picture and people will know how everything goes. Because you don't have anything to tell me. The fact that they think and they wish they could claim tattoo. That picture of me in security uniform too with my tats. You really can't say anything. Are you stupid? Are you dumb? Are you so dumb? Act like you want to kill somebody. Act like you want to kill someone. Like you're smart. Or rape someone. You know, deviated things these people do from birth. They do since they're young. They do since they're young and they're so racist. They're so racist and military racist. There are a lot of things. More military families you ever pick on? You look pathetic. And nobody cares about your fucking stupid vagina like your crack hooker junkies. All your people from your city act like in jail. Like nobody's jealous. Stupid ass fucking dirty person. They have dirty ass. Stupid person. And of a society that rapes so much. Comfortably. Like you're from some kind of a society of people where you could speak. Or you could have threatened me. Nobody cares who you know. You're not supposed to know me. You couldn't threaten me represented by some USAA. I would shame you to fucking death. I will shame you to death. I will shame you, dirty dog. You don't get thought of. Everybody knows from the beginning and from a picture what would be done and what wouldn't be done and how you try to set people up in TDCJ and saying, everybody knows certain things wouldn't be said, done, known, thought of, you know, referent. You don't try to put my life in danger because you know you're going to get turned the fuck in. And you can't even claim anybody in prison. They protect your convicted felons. Get life. Get life in prison. And corrections pedophiles. These are sex offenders. They help sex comfortable sex offenders. Undocumented deviated habitual sex offenders. Sex offenders. From the sickest society of San Antonio. You don't retaliate on me. Oh, suck the dick of a retarded kid. Comfortable. There's no welcome to San Antonio to me. Because you don't get to try to force anyone to be anything like them at all. And then you wanted to make more. My daughter's not famous off of that. You have to have the most deviated mind as an attorney. To think you convince her of fame off of that, off of a deadbeat hooker never known saying good looking. My daughter's gonna be famous off of knowing you're making kids like that, or there are prostitutes that do that comfortably. You want her famous and exploited? Exploited? You don't exploit a child, you sick fuck, in that kind of city. Are you so fucking stupid, bitch, and you're comfortable with it, you dirty bitch? You're not her mother. You're not her mother at all. You would never be her mother. You're famous off of that as a Navy soldier's brother? You feel famous off of that? You think you teach lessons and you gossip? For a society of who? Cops, corrections, and attorneys at my work? With the dumb, dirty prostitute making out with a retarded kid. You don't have fame. Son of a bitch. You're not famous. You're not famous at all. You're of the dirtiest society of people who can't even fucking have a voice anywhere. And you protect it. And you protect it. But in that, it tells it all. How much you protect. Of so much deviance. And then you try to act like you are something when you're nothing. Like you stand for something, but you don't. But you don't have a, you don't have any business dealing with me. Well, with me's tattoos, no tests, children, no children, all families of the world. You protect the most deviated people who will rape anyone in the, for anything, for no reasons, for made up reasons, made up religion, no religion. They really don't have anything. Claiming they exploit people to seem shameful. When they're shameful, they make no one insecure because they are so shameful. They're shameful people. You fucking wish you had something to say to you, someone. You get taken advantage of. You give a fuck about nobody from Mexico. You caused the accident. They all need to be in jail. You didn't get taken advantage of by a third-party victim in a certain condition at all. At all. At all. Because you're always trash out trying to find a reason to fight everybody, no matter if it's your own people or other people. You're of those kinds of people. You get taken advantage of in a no-fault accident. Somebody just at home. At home, and you are not innocent fucking people. In Bexar County, we'll shut the fuck up. Not your case. A no-fault accident, is that anything you can do to me? Not even sue me. You couldn't act like you were taken advantage of either, lying for crack junkie hooker. Given a chance to lie for crack junkie hooker. To hide your deviance, but it's so obvious. You can't ever hide that shit. And try to claim other people are something else than not you. Pathetic personality that's obvious. So fake. So fucking fake you are. You're fucking fake and nobody has obsessions. That's funny. No matter how ugly you are, how beautiful you are. Some people don't have obsessions with a fucking thing. I don't envy a fucking thing. I envy not a fucking thing about it. Not a fucking thing. And don't claim you don't envy anything about America. Because you live here, bitch. You live here, bitch. And you're the ones who travel from here to there. You know, we're Americans. We're Americans. They kill so many Americans. So many. You couldn't try to make up some shit in this country about anything. About it. You couldn't even talk, bitch. You don't comment. You don't gossip. You don't have judgments. You don't have opinions. You shut the fuck up. You don't give a fuck about no fucking Hernandez's. Nobody saw something, and I am a victim of crime. I'm already a victim of crime. So there wasn't shit you could do to me. There wasn't shit you could do. And I called a cop the first time. So many people were all the victims of crime, all of them. All races, all everything, all children. All of them. Every single fucking one. And you couldn't claim what reasons, because these people don't act like they have a reason sometimes. They have no reason sometimes. They do anything and everything acting like they're a victim of me. You're not a victim of me. They probably have a career criminal record. Or undocumented. You're not a victim of me. Or no fucking military. I'm the one honorably discharged. Not you. You're out victimizing people and then caused me to be a victim of you. You're a commission of crime you did. Commission of crime. Nowhere in any of their psychology are they law-abiding citizens. They're drunks out doing whatever the fuck they want to do. And nobody saw something. You couldn't have done shit to me if the case were different. At 35 miles an hour, 35 miles, checking my blind spot, acting like such victims, not even a murderer, not even a commission of a crime from me, and I'm a single mom. So that, you, that's the most pathetic thing to do, to act victim of me. Somebody went out to seek you and seek to hurt someone that night. No, that would only be them. It would only be them. In association to those, it would never be me, and I'm of psychology, it would never be me. It would never be my daughter. Because with or without anything, you chase children anyways. They chase children of all races, and she's all races. So you chase the black side of her, the white side of her, the Hispanic side of her, the everything side of her. You chase, you know, you don't even react to people like a normal person. Are you stupid for even trying? You're not a victim of me. And then I had to call a cop again, and they don't know the psychology and the domino effect of that and legal anything. Then there ain't shit to do to me. You don't know what an appeal is? People appeal things all the time. You were all out guilty. They couldn't even react knowing they were all out guilty. No one could. They were all out committing a crime. You didn't need to know I was just at home. It said assumption she was out all night drunk. So you don't know how, you don't know what legal research is and studying. You don't legal research study me, though, because you're all out being criminal. So criminals don't legal research me. You don't do a damn thing to me. And there's no, is it scary, huh? From no one. Ask no one, especially from a city, from San Antonio, like me, from where Nico LaHood is. Scary to see him as a district attorney. Not really scared of you, though, because you can claim to take advantage of their child. You couldn't claim a fucking thing of me. Not of someone like me. For you know, facilitating what the fuck you did. It seems special with crack junkie hookers and criminals, cops, corrections. Thinking you're so special. So special. My daughter's a biracial child. She's my child. Not yours. You don't have anything to say to me. Nobody cares what the fuck you are. Your tattoos explain it all. You couldn't claim anything of me. That's funny in that city. That's so funny. So funny. You couldn't do shit to my mother for anything. Same people all around us. You couldn't try at all. Not for no Bear County, Rape City, Pedophile City, acting like it's not public record, like it's not in the news. Like it's not in the news, and you're so racist against black people, little black boys walking around bow-legged, so bow-legged. Like, all the things they really do, how they almost try to kidnap one. You couldn't kidnap my daughter for being white. How they kill military. And nothing's anyone. And you couldn't try to do something for criminals in prison. They get life. They get life sentences. Because you wish you affected people's family. While their daddy's at home having sex with their daughter and walking in the streets where your daughters are comfortable. But they like to shame others so much. Shame everyone else so much. You couldn't shame my damn soul. These people can't even talk, really. You don't talk. Nobody tries to protect some trash in prison. Protect trash. So Americans protect all of me. Black Americans protect all of them. You know, all of that. Because we do, you know, you're the one that likes to kidnap children and rape them and take them to kill all races of people in Mexico, you do, your race. Think they like to force children of all races to dog process. You don't really talk too much.